This is KCUR 89.3. The Baker University football team will try to accomplish something no other athletics team at the school has pulled off, winning a national championship. In Daytona Beach, Florida, the 14-0 Wildcats will play St. Francis of Fort Wayne, Indiana, starting at 5 tomorrow for the NAIA title. In the highly competitive world of football recruiting, KCUR's Greg Eklund reports that the approach at a small school like Baker is different.
Sounds like a fired-up football team, but if you're imagining a bunch of mammoth-sized, 6'6", 250-pounders, your picture would be distorted.
We might get one, but we're not going to get four of them.
That's Mike Grossner, the head coach since 2004, who's accustomed to seeing the bigger, faster players head off to a Big 12 or Southeastern Conference team instead of enrolling at Baker in Baldwin City, Kansas.
Welcome, football fans, to Baldwin City's historic MLS Listen Stadium.
Then there are guys like defensive lineman Josh Koch of Concordia, Missouri, who didn't have the size or speed of a blue chipper, but dreamed big.
The goal out of high school was to go to Missouri, but I got shot down there pretty quickly.
But the 6 foot, 260-pound senior with a neck that resembles a tree trunk and a body as solid as a fire hydrant has been a great fit for Baker. Koch says he has seen others come in and look the part.
We've had several guys come in here who've looked like absolute monsters, who look like they would tear apart their opponent. And then they turn out to not want to work and not exploit their talents and their abilities.
Koch says he never misses a day lifting weights, which illustrates another characteristic of this team, the desire to win. Baker trailed by 17 points in the fourth quarter of its national semifinal, but pulled out the victory. Quarterback Logan Bratel, who led Blue Valley High to a Kansas State title, threw the winning pass with 38 seconds left in the game.
It's just an incredible feeling that this team's going through right now.
Bratel says many of his teammates play with a chip on their shoulders.
There's a lot of players that should have been given opportunities out of high school because of the type of winner that they are, but didn't. Because, you know, they might not have been as big as some coaches would have liked, or they might not have run as fast or jump as high.
For football prospects who reach out for a chance to play at Baker, Grossner says he's open. He doesn't delete his email, and he'll listen during phone conversations. Often, Grossner says, prospects eliminate themselves.
Do they use excuses? If I get a lot of excuses, I really don't pursue that person. If I get blame, you know, hey, my coach hasn't helped me get the type of offers I want, I'm reaching out to you, I do. That's a negative red flag to me.
With that method, Grossner has revived a winning tradition at Baker that was dormant since the mid-90s. The coach then was the late Charlie Richard. In college at William Jewell, Richard played football and roomed with Bill Snyder. The Kansas State coach says he applauds the Baker football team for its success.
I think it's absolutely great, and you know, and I love, you know, the idea that college football is making an investment, and it's you know, I'm not talking about monetarily, but I'm talking about making an investment in what would be considered smaller schools to have that kind of notoriety.
Baker's football season has resonated with its alumni base. Quarterback Logan Bratel says he's heard from alumni he never previously met, telling him they're pulling for the 2016 Wildcats to win the school's first national team title in any team sport.
That just gets me fired up, you know. That just gave me chills listening to you say that. Just because this team, this whole season, has really been about making history, and I think we've done that a few times this year. And so I think that if there's any team, if there's any year that's going to do it, I feel like, and most of our team will tell you that we feel like this is it.
Compared to major colleges, the Baker football team may be smaller in size, but a national title would mean being big men on campus for years to come. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.
Baker isn't the only local team playing for a football national championship. At Children's Mercy Park in KCK, number one ranked Northwest Missouri will try to successfully defend its NCAA Division II title against North Alabama. Kickoff time for that game is tomorrow afternoon at 3.